Hello, my name is Ashish Sharma, and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In this episode, we continue our chat with Ingmar DeVos, the president of the International Equestrian Federation. And we began the second part of our conversation by discussing the impact the COVID-19 pandemic had on the manifesto that Ingmar had laid down when he first became president back in 2014.
Well, I think luckily I didn't have COVID during the 8 years that I was already a president, so that's more recent. But I think when I look at these pledges that I made at the time, I think one of the most important ones was serving our community, transforming our organization from an organization that once was sometimes seen as somewhere in a tower of ivory in the mountains of Switzerland, to change it into really a service organization serving our community and all the stakeholders of our community and improving the dialogue. And I think that we managed to do that. We have now regularly meetings, consultations. We introduced the sports forum, which is unique in the sports world, where all stakeholders come together to every year in April in Lausanne to discuss about the future of our sport, the rules changes that we need to make, and so on. So I think we have reached out much more to our community than ever before. And I think it is good because now also all the different stakeholders in our sport that are active in our sport now also understand what the issues and the challenges are of their colleagues, so that we can come to much better decisions, decisions that have been checked with everybody that is impacted by it. Secondly, I also think that the equestrian sport in the Olympic and the Paralympic Games is, of course, very important. And sometimes there have been some doubts or some criticism. I think we fully endorsed the Olympic Agenda 2020 and then afterwards 2020+5, which has secured our place in the Olympic Games. And I would say our development program works well. And of course, last but not least, we have invested a lot in horse welfare. We have we work together, let's say it like that, with organizations like World Horse Welfare, like the World Organization of Animal Health. We have continuously invested in anti-doping, in research. We created an equine ethics and well-being commission. So a lot of has happened that, in my view, has improved a lot the knowledge in our organizations and the service to our sport.
I know from reading some of your manifestos that diversity has been a very important issue for you to bring the sport out to everyone. How difficult has that been in the sense of maybe bringing the sport into countries that don't have the tradition of equestrian, but also for youth, for young people? It's not a sport like, say, football or basketball where you have a ball and you can go out and practice. It needs a lot more.
Let's not forget that there are many countries and cultures where our sport and horses have a big history, and where they are really, where the horse is embedded in the DNA. Of a country. Secondly, I would say our sport is not only a sport. I always say, and with all due respect for our colleagues, for instance, tennis or hockey, when you are not playing it, you put the tennis racket or the hockey stick into the cupboard and you start doing something else. In our sport, it's completely different. It's a passion. It's a way of living. You live with the horse day in, day out. There is no way you can take a break of it. So it's really a passion and it's a lifestyle. And a lot of people are really attracted by this. And I believe also the youth, we are, of course, reaching out digitally to our youth, also with these new non-competition stories that explain how we work, how we live, what we can do with horses under certain conditions. And this relationship with the nature is a very strong argument to promote our sport. And if I can give you one example, when I was for the first time in China in 2011, I think there were about 10 or 11 equestrian clubs in the whole China mainland. And if we look now at the figures, there are over 2,000 equestrian clubs in China active. We see a growth, a tremendous growth. And this is because it's a sport that attracts youth, the link with the nature in a society that gets more and more urbanized is really a very strong argument, I believe.
Yeah, and you talked there about earlier on about the issues of the environment and sustainability, and you quite nicely bring it together by saying that this is a very nature-based sport. You know, you go riding in the countryside or whatever. With the emphasis that the IOC has on its Olympic Agenda 2020+5, how do you feel that you are ticking these boxes in terms of not just for the sake of the IOC, but for the sake of your sport, to ensure and protect its welfare for the future by having a safer environment? How important is that, and how strong a message do you feel you're able to get out for the environment and for your sport in it?
Well, it's really very important. I always say sport is part of the society, and when society is confronted with issues like the future of our planet, we as a sport have also to take our responsibility in this. How our sport addresses is, well, start by looking at ourselves. We have a beautiful building here in Lausanne. It's a green building, it's a Minergie, but also the way we operate inside the building is really taking into account the sustainability. We were already one of the first signatories of the United Sports for Climate Action Framework. We already launched a first sustainability handbook for equestrian event organizers back in 2014, so that was already before the Sustainable Development Goals were developed by the United Nations. And we will update that handbook also this year. And of course, when we go to events, when we launch bidding processes and evaluate bids, of course, one of the many important things is, of course, or one of the most important parameters that we are looking at is, of course, the legacy and the sustainability of an event when we look at the evaluation and the allocation. And maybe I can give some examples here. A fantastic example is the World Cup organizer in Helsinki, where the horse manure is used to produce electricity, and where a couple of thousand families are living from the electricity that is produced by this horse manure. In Herning last year, where we had the World Championships, the organizer took the initiative to plant a wood. So there are a lot of initiatives in our sport, of course, also inspired by the fact that we are living very close to the nature.
And you talk also about the importance and the improvements in animal welfare. We saw an element of that in the Tokyo Olympics, of course, with the modern pentathlon, and now they've lost equestrian as a result of what we saw there. How much of an impact did that have on your federation, on your sport? Could you draw any parallels?
Well, I must say the incident in Tokyo during the show jumping competition of modern pentathlon unfortunately had an important impact, I think, on the acceptance of horse sport as a whole, but also on the FEI, because the spectators, they all thought that this was an FEI competition and thought that the FEI was the governing body responsible for modern pentathlon, which is, of course, not the case, and that we as an FEI were responsible for it. So I reached out immediately to my colleague and friend, Klaus Schormann, to address this with him, to say that this is for us unacceptable behavior. And since then, we are working together to help modern pentathlon in delivering better and horse welfare acceptable policies and rules when they are going to have their, for the last time I understood, equestrian competition in Paris. So we helped them, and we are helping them with that, because for us it was unacceptable and it was, well, not really such a good news. Further to that, we looked from a more general perspective, and we see that also with some welfare organizations, sometimes I call them animalists, but that some of them even not allowing or thinking that we should not be allowed to even sit on a horse, work with a horse, live with a horse, gave us the idea that we need to re-explain basically and redefine the relationship between horse and the society. Society also evolved, and what was maybe 30 years acceptable is not any longer acceptable. So we need to make this again back more actual and have the courage to look ourselves in what further improvements we can make. And I think that was one of the biggest, and it's not strictly related to what happened with modern pentathlon in the Olympic Games, but it triggered a thinking process also in our sport that we need to do more to explain our role and the role, the unique relationship bond between human and horse that has been existing for thousands and thousands of years, and where basically the horse cannot without the human and vice versa. We need to re-explain that, but we need it also to put it in a modern context where we clearly explain what responsibility we take, under what conditions we can work with horses. And we need also to explain that to our own community by strengthening the rules and also having no acceptance of any abuse and have really a zero tolerance for any bad practices.
In the context of modern pentathlon, it kind of split the sport a little bit, because there were some athletes that were welcoming the idea of changing and having the equestrian removed. Others were very upset about it and they wanted it to stay in there. I mean, in the end, it's now being phased out and we've got obstacle race coming in. For you as a federation, is that the right choice? Because in a way now it just means that you are in control of what we see in the Olympics of equestrian, or do you feel that perhaps there could have been a solution and then a form of equestrian could have continued with modern pentathlon?
Well, I think it's not our call to decide on this, but I can imagine that that modern pentathlon changes as a sport when equestrian is not any longer one of the five disciplines and is replaced by another. On the other hand, I mean, we have reached out, as I mentioned before, to modern pentathlon to support them and to help them. And that would also be the case not only for the Paris Games, but for their sport in general, if they decided to continue with equestrian. For us, of course, we need to say that, as I mentioned before, the requirements, for our sport to practice a sport with horses has changed drastically. It's becoming much more technical. Horse welfare is paramount. There are a lot of processes in place to ensure that. And of course, I can imagine that for a sport where equestrian is only one of the five disciplines, that it's much more difficult to fulfill that. For us in the future, of course, after Paris, if there are any bad images of equestrian sport in the media, then we will be then the only ones to be blamed for it if modern pentathlon has not any longer equestrian in its program, of course.
And as a final question, it's a great presidency that you've had. It will finish in 2026, and that will be your 3 years sort of done. What is your legacy that you would like to leave behind?
Well, within the Olympic movement, I have always tried to defend the interests of the international federations, and yeah, that has not always been easy. I think we had to translate a lot of the Agenda 2020 program into actions, into concrete actions, and one of the most important is probably good governance, because I remember And the beginning of my terms, there was quite some criticism on the sports movement because of some cases of corruption. And of course, they have impacted the entire Olympic movement and all sports federations. And therefore, I think it was very important to improve the governance of our organizations. And I was very happy to work in the governance task force of the Association of Summer Olympic International Federations to establish this framework and to contribute to an improved good governance. And I think the results are really very good, but it's a continuous effort. Besides that, again, for my sport itself, I think I'm very proud of seeing our sport grown. Give you one example, in 2000 and around 2010, we had like 2000 events in our calendar. Now we are over 3,000 events in our international calendar. So our sport is still growing. We have seen the digital revolution and we have adapted as ourselves. We invested a lot in digital with the changing media landscape and the changing way people are consuming sport. Also having secured our place in the Olympic movement, in the Olympic Games is very important. And of course, we have to continue working on the social acceptance of our sport and working with horses in the society. But I would say for equestrian sport, securing our spot in the Olympic Games is, of course, one of the most important.
That's Ingmar De Vos, president of the International Federation for Equestrian Sport. Don't forget, you can get all the latest news by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced every day, Monday to Friday. So, until next time, stay safe.